Today's vote in Iraq was the first contested election in the country since 1954. We're joined now by historian Philip Bobbitt. He teaches constitutional and international law at the University of Texas. He was a senior director for strategic planning on President Clinton's National Security Council. He's also author of the book, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History. And he joins us. Professor, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's start with the subtitle of your book, War, Peace, and the Course of History. How would you say today's events are going to affect the course of Iraq's history?
Well, I think it is a historic moment. I mean, you put it exactly right. Now, as to what the course will take, one can't say. But I have little doubt that historians will look back on the events today and give them a great significance.
The events in Iraq, what about events in the larger area of the Middle East? Could that also change?
Of course. The important thing about a turning point always is that the unexpected vista opens up in front of you. For many states, this simply hasn't been a realistic possibility. It's been a sort of a dream of reformers in some of these states. But now that when one society, particularly one as riven as Iraq, pulls itself together and in the millions walks to the polls defying violence, this is an indelible example.
Do you see, let's talk about the war in Iraq a little bit, as a single event or part of a larger campaign, maybe the war on terrorism, as the Bush administration maintains, or do you see this as perhaps a broader American campaign to indeed maybe remake the Middle East?
It's all of those things. It's quite possible for a war, an individual war, a war that begins for local reasons, to also be part of regional change and to also be part of a much larger war that only appears in the historian's retrospective. Think, for example, about the Dutch Revolt in the middle of the 17th century. It eventually became a continental war, and yet we still talk about the Dutch Revolt as well as about the 30 Years' War.
Talk a little bit about the role of international institutions today. The president, in his statement, made sure to mention, for example, the European Union and the United Nations and certainly the United States diplomatic corps. But the war took place without UN approval. The election had limited UN presence. The international monitors, many had to monitor from a different country. What does this tell you about the role of institutions?
Tells me that they're very challenged right now. I mean, the United Nations, as you say, was forced out of Iraq by violence. The number of monitors there was nothing like the number of monitors in Afghanistan or in the former state of Yugoslavia. The UN idea for the vote itself, which was to have a single constituency rather than local geographical constituencies, and to have no threshold for representation in proportion to the vote, that is to say, if a party gets 1% of the vote, then in a 100-plus person assembly, they'll have some representation. I think most constitutional lawyers would think these were very controversial decisions. On the other hand, the UN is looking for a new role. It has been through some pretty strained times in Bosnia, in Palestine, in Kashmir, and it may be that as a monitor of elections, as a way to give international legitimacy to elections, that they will have a profound role.
Historian Philip Bobbitt. He teaches constitutional and international law at the University of Texas. He is also author of the book, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History. Thank you very much for your time, Professor.
It's my pleasure.